That's what before you had a refrigerator or an ice box, how did you keep your milk and butter cool?
Yeah, we've got a big spring down there and water run through that. We'd keep Aaron that way, and other people that I used to, people that had bales, they'd tie a rope around it or something and let down the well. And then later on, they begin to get ice boxes. You have to get your ice over here at Sevierville and go over there and get you 100-pound ice and put it in that there thing and keep your milk and butter and things like that in.
Did you ever have a little kind of a house thing down at the spring?
Down at the spring, so wet though, you can get your feet wet going down there. The spring, we got a big spring, and it's concreted on each side, you know, and then there was a place about a foot and a half wide, or maybe 2 foot down through there, with all the spring water run through, and it's cold. And they fix it there, you know, and put the milk and butter and everything in that. But then you had to be awful careful when the creek got up. The spring is nearly lowers the creek, and a lot of times when the creek would get up, it'd back the spring branch up, and you'd have to run down there and set it all up or lose your milk. A lot of times you'd lose it.
What did you call that place where the concrete was?
We just called it the spring box, something like that.
I see.
Went down over the spring box.
I see. Did anybody ever dig a place for storing potatoes, dig a thing in the ground or in the
sand? Well, they don't right around here. I know we used to try every way in the world to save sweet potatoes. But now you're talking about arse potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
People would take arse potatoes and they'd lay some straw or hay or something on the ground, and then they'd cover them up with that, and then they'd cover that up with the dirt. And then maybe just stick some planks up lengthways over. I kept mine. I had a little house built in, a chicken house down there, and I'd keep mine in there in the dry. You could save sweet potatoes that way all winter, but you couldn't do much with sweet potatoes. Now, these fellas down here in the Boyd's Creek section used to raise lots of potatoes to sell on the market. And they had regular houses for that and kept them at a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd keep them there till the next spring when potatoes got high, you know, mm-hmm. and then take them over there to Knoxville and sell them to markets, stores.
When they dig that thing in the ground and cover it with, put the straw down and then cover it with dirt.
No, you didn't dig a hole, you just laid it flat on the ground.
Oh,
if you dug a hole, water might stand together.
Okay.
In it, you know.
Did they call that anything?
Yeah, it's called a tater hole.
Okay. It was called a hole, but they didn't dig a hole.
Tater hole. No, they didn't dig a hole, but they'd go in there, you know, and they'd stick their hand in under that hay and go in there and get them. That's what everybody used to do. You'd see them around in people's gardens. Some people didn't put them in the dry, but I always did when I could. That's what I thought. Uh-huh. With a place where the bottom, where there wasn't no floor in it, you know.
And what'd you call this place right around the barn where the stock is fed?
The barn, though.
Okay. And then where the animals graze.
That's your pasture.
Did they ever grow cotton around here at all? Any at all?
Oh, people used to grow a little for their own use, none for market.
Did you ever grow any?
Yeah, we grew a little, you know.
Could you